We appreciate Heritage Baptist Church for sponsoring our family into Singapore and allowing us to start our community Baptist church plant. Brother So is part of our service this morning. We haven't seen him for 20 years. He and I and my wife were classmates in Bible College in North Carolina. So this is the first time you have met us, our family. So let me just tell you a little bit about ourselves. Let me give you our testimony. I'll tell you a story about the son of a pirate and a gypsy girl. In 1979, my father was a fisherman in Vietnam. And this was shortly after the Vietnam War. So he knew that eventually they would send him to Cambodia, which was pretty much a death sentence. So what my father did was every day was he'd go out to go fishing. He would hide in his engine compartment a 25 to 50 gallon container where he could store up diesel fuel. And as he'd go out fishing every day, he would plot out where to go. He knew the general area of Thailand, but he didn't know where to go. So he just knew it was past Cambodia, north of Vietnam. So when he thought he had enough fuel stored up, this was near the Chinese New Year's. So he was able to tell the Vietnamese government that he was going to celebrate Chinese New Year. He had to be on the other side of the Vietnam. My mother was pregnant with our youngest brother. I was 1 year old. We have a brother who's 1 year older than I am, and then a set of twins that are 3 years older than I am. My mother, being pregnant with the youngest brother and having me as 1 year old, carried me in her arms and ran through the jungle. My father already had the brother who was 1 year older than I was on the boat and one of the twins on the boat. We left the oldest one behind with my mother's father in Vietnam. And we were able to take my father's fishing boat and go along the coast of Vietnam. And now halfway there to Thailand, we ran out of fuel. My father had a choice. Put up the sails and try to go forward and hope to get past Cambodia, or turn around and risk being crushed by the ocean waves. He decided to put up the sails and go forward, and we made it to Thailand. And there at Thailand, we were in a Thai refugee camp, the second Thai refugee camp in Thailand at the time. And my father, during the daytime, would go to the United Nations and apply for immigration. And he said every country said no except the United States of America. In the afternoons, my father didn't have anywhere to go, so he went to the Thai refugee Bible camp set up by an American missionary. And there, he heard the gospel for the very first time in his language. He received Christ as a Savior at a Thai refugee Bible camp. And on the day, in America, he has in the inside cover of that Bible, the missionary signed his name. He still has that Bible. We were able to come to America in 1981 when I was almost 2 years old. And I grew up in Norfolk, Virginia, Chesapeake, Virginia. You probably don't even know where that is because you're in Singapore. But I grew up in America since I was 2 years old. And I received Christ as my Savior at the age of 15 following an Easter sunrise service at Taiwar Baptist Church. There, the pastor gave a clear presentation of how Jesus came to earth, died on the cross, through the shedding of his blood and his grace and mercy. I understood that I was a sinner and needed Christ as my Savior. So I went up to the pastor at the age of 15 on an Easter morning and asked him to show me how to get saved, and he led me to the Lord. But that's not the end of our story. The story continues on with my wife's family. My wife made a name as Burke, Dr. and Mrs. Burke, and their family. In 1985, we were called to Singapore. So they went around the United States raising their money and partnering with churches so that they can come to Singapore in 1986. In 1986, they started off with Maranatha Baptist Church and eventually planted Victory Baptist Church. In 2007, my wife and I were able to come to Singapore. What we thought was going to be a week of vacation ended up being a week where God challenged our hearts and called us back to Singapore. You see, at that time, we didn't realize that Singapore, being a small island of 5.5 billion people, is actually an open door to Southeast Asia. Singapore is an open door to Southeast Asia. And when we realized that, we answered a call to missions, to church planting. So we were able to raise our support and our partnership with churches in America. And in 2017, April, we came to Singapore. We came under Victory Baptist Church. For a year, we worked hard and we tried to reach our community from Serangoon over to Pungo. We adapted back into the Singaporean culture, finally getting used to the heat and humidity. Even though I still sweat, I lost a lot of weight. That's good. The children adapted very quickly. And we see how God is using us. Back in April, after our missions conference at Victory Baptist Church, the stewardship committee came to me and said, we no longer want to work. We no longer want to serve under the stewardship committee. So as a church, we had to make a tough decision. We prayed. We talked to our church family. We counseled them. We tried to figure out what was going on. But they wanted to make the decision to close the doors of Victory Baptist Church. The families that left were all Singaporeans. We were left with families that weren't Singaporeans. They were Filipinos. They weren't members of our church. We had no stewardship committee. As tough as it was, we realized that God used that time so that we could start a new work. Turn with me in Acts chapter 2. I want to show you this afternoon what a church plant looks like and how you have become part of that. In Acts chapter 2, we'll start at verse 41. Acts chapter 2, starting in verse 41, it says, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things common. And sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking of bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you for this afternoon. We thank you for this opportunity that you've given us. Lord, we thank you for Heritage Baptist Church and Pastor Crocker and the members here for being able to use this platform to sponsor our family into Singapore and to help with a church plant of their sister church, Community Baptist Church. We thank you for the members, the families that stayed with us and are helping us with this church plant. We ask you to show us, Lord, what this contains and what this would be. What we need to be persistent in order to see this as a success for you, to give you the glory. And always you pray in Jesus' name, amen. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus, before he ascended up into heaven, gave one last commandment, one last instruction for all of us who chose to receive him as our Savior, to be part of God's family. We have one job to do. Every one of us have part in that. And in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that job is that, but ye shall receive power, and after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Our job as Christians, brothers and sisters in Christ, is to continue giving the gospel to every part of the world. It starts off with the home. It stretches out into our community and then across the borders outside of Singapore into Southeast Asia and into the rest of the world. So how do we do that? We do that with the church. As much as you have in here in Singapore, 5.5 billion people from all over the world. Maybe it's million, I don't know. Billion. I'm good. I got two ladies back there going, looking at each other going, I don't know if it's billion or million. You know. But it's billions. Billions. Okay. What?
Million.
I don't read lips. So. But you got 5.5 million people here in Singapore. They're coming from Australia. They're coming from Vietnam. They're coming from the Philippines. So not only are you sharing the gospel with those Singaporeans that are already here, you have an opportunity to share the gospel with all the foreign workers coming here. So what does that look like? How do we start that? We start that by giving the gospel. That's what the apostles did on the day of Pentecost. There were already 120 people to the church. And they stood up after the Holy Spirit came to them in a flaming tongue. And they stood up in the crowd and they started preaching in their own language, and the crowd heard it in their language. And we see that 3,000 people listened to the word that was preached, and they believed, and they asked, what should we do? And they were baptized that day and added to the church. And the first thing we see is that they partner. Partner. If we're going to start a sister church under Heritage Baptist Church, we need your partnership. And we thank the Lord that you are able to obtain our employee pass and dependent passes for our family. And we've already started Community Baptist Church. We still meet at 21 Hillside Drive. The landlord there has allowed us to continue on renting there. No problem. We started immediately on Father's Day, June 17th, the week after we closed Victory Baptist Church. We've been meeting there faithfully. We've been trying to get over obstacles. We've been trying to plan out how to reach our community. But the main thing was we needed a partner. And you, Heritage Baptist Church, became our partners. And because you became our partner, the ministry of Community Baptist Church is just as much part of you as it is for our church family. Rachel is one of the church family members that are here this morning giving you our praise and thank you for helping us. She came from Ipoh Bible Baptist Church where the Birch are ministering. And she recently moved here to Singapore because of work. And she shows us that we can still reach our community, whether it's foreign workers or whether it's local Singaporeans. But we see that they didn't just partner. They weren't just there financially. They weren't just there physically. They were also there spiritually. In their partnership, we see in verse 42, they continue steadfastly in apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. In their partnership, they study the Word of God together. At Community Baptist Church, we have life group at 10 a.m. every Sunday morning. Our life group is your Sunday school time. Our life group, we give the Word of God where we get together and read it. And then, as a group, we ask questions, and together we find the answers through the Word of God. This is something that's life applicable to the people that come. We try to apply it to their lives today. How can you take the Word of God and apply it to your life today? Very much like the early church did. Not only that, but we also have lunch fellowship after service. We try to provide a meal so that we can continue on in our fellowship after having service and listening to the Word of God. We can fellowship with one another. We also start off every service before even starting off life group, before we even sing one hymn, is we have our prayer service. This is a time where we get together as a church family and we listen to one another's prayer and we stop and individually pray. We pray for that individual before we get to the next prayer request. This helps us to really pray for our church family and know what they're going through and excited to see when God answers that prayer request and to see how that prayer request has been answered and how God continues to provide for our families. They partner in doctrine, in fellowship, in breaking of bread, and in prayer. We ask that as you partner with us to plant Community Baptist Church, please pray for us. There's been days where we have discouragements. There's been days where we wonder if we're doing the right thing. And then there are days when we know people are praying for us, because we see God answer. And we know God wants us to plant Community Baptist Church. There are days when you may not feel like going to church. There are days when we don't feel like going to church. But then when we go to church, we're reminded it's not about us. It's about giving God glory and seeing His work done. Not only do we need partnership to plant a church, but we need provisions. You see here in verse 43, it says, "And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things common. And sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need." When we left the U.S., back in March of 2015, we had to make a tough call. Our mission board told us, make it very hard for you not to come back, so that you won't be tempted to come back. So we did. We sold everything. We didn't have a place to live. We didn't have all the things that we had in a home. We sold our couch. We sold clothes. We sold things that we had to do without, so that we can get on the road and go to churches and raise our support and join with churches in the States so we can come to Singapore. By doing that, if we were to ever to go back to America, we don't have a home. Our home for the last 3 years in our deputation ministry was a Dodge Caravan. A family of five is nice when the kids are little, but when they get older and the air conditioning doesn't work and the heater doesn't work and you're driving into there's no tread on your tires, it's not fun. But it'll do. When your closet is hanging on the back of your van and you can't see out the rear-view mirror, that's good too, because then you don't see the other person coming. And so you don't worry about the accidents. But we sold everything. We sacrificed to start Community Baptist Church. It wasn't just our family that sacrificed. It was families like Arlene and Chris Cruz and their son Kyler. It was families like William. It was families like Rachel. And Wendy, you don't know them. You may know a few of them, but you don't know all of them. But they sacrifice to stay, to be part of this church plant. They want to see it grow. We ask you to partner with us. We thank you for the provisions you give us. We also see that there's praising God. We see in verse 46, "And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." As we continue to be faithful and obedient to God's calling, as we see Community Baptist Church being planted and growing, some of the new ministries that we're introducing starting next Sunday at our church is Lego Bible and Brick Club. This is for ages 4 to 12. It's free for the young families to come. We're going to use Lego bricks to teach them about God and the things of God's Word. So they get to do that at least the first Sunday of each month starting out. We also started a community garden. Because of our location at 21 Hillside Drive, we are a residential building. We have a yard, and we're surrounded by neighbors that love to garden. So we're going to try to reach out to our community by letting them come to the church to do a community garden. We're going to meet them where they're at, and we're going to have a personal touch with them, get to know them before introducing them to a relationship with Christ. We also want to start an English second language to help reach out to the foreign workers. There are a couple of hawker centers near the church where we're at, and some of them are Vietnamese workers. Some of them are from Philippines. We have a lot of maids over there. And we know that they can't always come to church, but if we offer English second language, that might be an opportunity for them to come, and it's free for them. It's taught by an American tutor. He looks like one of you, but he talks like an American. But as we see what God can do, together we can praise God. We are reminded this morning by Brother Chi Wah So that the ministry is hard. It takes time. But it really starts with making a connection with individuals. And it's not us, it's God. So what's the next step? The next step is for us to see this project through. We want to be your sister church. We thank you for helping us get started. But this isn't just Community Baptist Church. This is the extended ministries of Heritage Baptist Church. This is the extended ministry of 60 churches in the U.S. all partnering with you, partnering with us to plant Community Baptist Church. We may never get to 100 members, but that's okay. I'd rather be a small church doing great work for God than being a big church doing nothing for God. I'm going to hand over the service over to Pastor Crocker for invitation.